Most of the seven Republican senators who voted to convict President Trump after the January 6th insurrection have retired. Not Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. He wants to win re-election. Voters in Louisiana will decide today between Cassidy and two primary challengers, including one endorsed by Trump. NPR congressional reporter Sam Greenglass looks at whether a Republican senator like Cassidy can survive this political moment.
Crowbridge, Louisiana, calls itself the crawfish capital of the world. The town has hosted a crawfish festival here every spring since 1960 with Cajun music, a crawfish eating contest.
Rule number one, what goes down.
Even crawfish races.
2026 crawfish races. Here we go.
But I'm not here for a crustacean race. I'm here for a political one. Like most Republican voters here, retired Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Dupree says he'll back anyone but Cassidy. He says the two-term senator's vote to convict Trump felt like a betrayal.
I'm the type of person, if you cross me, I probably won't trust you anymore. I think his political career in Louisiana is finished.
Across the park, though, Kelby Daigle hopes that's not so. Daigle chairs the St. Martin Parish GOP and has two polarizing positions right now. He does not like crawfish, but he does like Cassidy.
Well, I talked to a lot of elected officials here in St. Martin, and they say, you know, Cassidy's the only one who, man, if I call him right now, his office gets on it.
This election will not only test Trump's grip on the party, but what voters want from their representatives in Washington, a MAGA loyalist or a veteran policymaker with clout at the Capitol. Daigle says Cassidy was right to convict Trump and worries what the president is doing to the party.
Conservatism is about ideas and principles, and they always make it about Trump. What are you going to do when he's no longer in the picture?
But for voters like local GOP activist Denise Skinner, Trump is still very much in the picture.
Trump's endorsement is the most important thing to me. He's our president. He wants to work with Julia Letlow.
Skinner's talking about Congresswoman Julia Letlow, Cassidy's millennial Trump-endorsed opponent. The other candidate is hard-right state treasurer John Fleming. At this meet-and-greet, Letlow works the crowd as supporters munch sliders and wings.
Thank you. Yeah,
already voted yesterday.
Oh, appreciate it.
The ex-college administrator won a special election for the House seat that her husband Luke had been set to assume before he died from COVID in 2020.
And then I get a call from the big man, and by that I don't mean the Lord, I mean President Trump himself.
Trump asked Letlow to run for Senate. She says voters need a senator they can depend on, not one willing to undermine Louisiana voters who overwhelmingly voted for Trump.
If I learn anything from Luke, you listen to the people who you represent, and you never turn your back.
Cassidy says he's never turned his back, including on the town of Denham Springs.
Hey, Al, Bill Cassidy. Nice seeing you, man.
Hey, how you doing?
The main drag is lined with antique shops. A decade ago, many were decimated by flooding.
So how far are we from the river right now?
On a campaign stop, Cassidy popped into one.
That I remember coming here right after the storm and just stuff piled on the street.
Cassidy helps steer federal money to the recovery and says he continues to bring home billions of dollars for Louisiana, including through his role negotiating the bipartisan infrastructure law. Cassidy says he tells voters that while he's not sure Trump likes him, they do work well together on issues like lowering prescription drug costs.
If you're about the present and the future, you're voting for Bill Cassidy.
In a Baton Rouge loft overlooking the Mississippi River, the walls are plastered with Go Bill signs, spelled the Cajun way, G-E-A-U-X. Volunteers pass out Cassidy stickers with a Pelican logo and a flyer that includes a photo of Cassidy with Trump. On stage, Cassidy does not mention his vote to convict the president, but he does seem to nod at his history of going his own way.
If we are going to make our society, our state, our country a better place, we all have to have courage. And if we don't, we lose.
In New Orleans, I met one voter Cassidy has swayed.
I've been a Democrat since I was 18 years old.
Eli Feinstein recently changed his voter registration to no party after the governor closed the primary to prevent registered Democrats like Feinstein from voting for Cassidy on the GOP ballot. He'll back the Democrat this fall, but in a state red as beans and rice, he says Cassidy is the best realistic option.
He's someone who does not share my politics, and I wish that America had more people like him.
Many Democrats do not see Cassidy that way. The veteran gastroenterologist provided the critical vote to advance Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead Health and Human Services, despite Cassidy's deep reservations about Kennedy's vaccine skepticism. Back in Baton Rouge, former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden is cheering on the Tigers at a Louisiana State University baseball game. As Cassidy happens to be mingling a few sections over, Darden says most voters are either fish or fowl. They love Trump or hate him. And Darden says that has Cassidy squeezed in a vice.
He's got a push from both sides, those who want unqualified fealty to Trump and those who want somebody who will stand up to Trump on the other side. Bill has tried to be both things, and it may wind up costing him.
And it also may mean one less Republican senator open to occasionally breaking with Trump, at a time when Congress has been more than willing to defer to the president. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Baton Rouge.